Gulf Coast Magazine is the literary journal published by the nationally recognized creative writing program at the University of Houston. During the academic year, Gulf Coast sponsors a series of monthly readings by its contributors, the postgraduate writers in the U of H program. The next of those readings is tomorrow night at the Brazos Bookstore. Two of the three participants, manuscripts in hand, got together in our talk studio with Catherine Liu. Janine Walker is a fifth-year Ph.D. candidate at the U of H. She taught English in Korea, currently works full-time for Houston's Writers in the Schools. She was a 2004 finalist for the James Jones First Novel Fellowship, but since then, she's been concentrating her creative energies in the writing of poetry. Chuck Carlise is an Ohio native who lived in 11 states and on two continents before finding himself in Houston, where he just began doctoral studies this past fall. A graduate of Wittenberg University and the University of California at Davis, he taught briefly at UC Santa Cruz. He has had poems published in a number of journals, including the Red Rock Review and Skid Row Penthouse.
Janine Walker and Chuck Carlise. Artists sometimes talk about their craft as being something they cannot not do. So I'm wondering when it was that each of you knew that you wanted to write, and maybe in particular poetry.
Well, writing was always really serious to me from when I was a little kid. I loved doing it. And I guess in high school, I decided that this was definitely what I was going to pursue. And when I found out you could study creative writing in college and master's programs and later in PhDs, I got really excited about that.
Yeah, I kind of had a similar story in that writing for me always, for as long as I can remember, was one thing, even as a little kid, that I always felt like I wanted mm-hmm. to do or wanted to be part of. But it wasn't until about high school, finding poetry through a class, and I also stumbled into a performance somewhere with some spoken word stuff where okay. it sort of became, I was like, oh, poetry, I've never even really encountered this before. And I was about 16, and yeah, it definitely sort okay. of became something suddenly that I could take seriously.
Sort of similar times for you both, pointing out kind of high school, really developing that love for mm-hmm. writing. Well, you've just mentioned sort of spoken word mm-hmm. kind of being this really cool thing that you suddenly discovered in high school, Chuck. What about you, Janine? I mean, was there a particular teacher or a particular text or...
I had a really excellent ninth grade teacher, Mr. Schaefer, who stayed with me as a mentor for all 4 years. And when I went to ninth grade, he encouraged me to give him writing that I had done sort of extracurricularly. So at that point, he was really strict and really tough and mm-hmm. really, you know, really kind-hearted, but one of those teachers who sort of, I was sort of scared not to continue meeting with him, you know, because he was kind of this imposing figure.
A little bit of fear there.
Yeah, but he definitely, you know, and I read T.S. Eliot, I read The Wasteland again and again, and I just fell in love with it, you know, and so I wanted to be able to do something like that mm-hmm. in my work.
Well, you're also teaching full-time at Writers in the Schools, mm-hmm. I understand. And Chuck, you've taught in the past mm-hmm. at University of California at Davis. Are you mm-hmm. teaching now? What are some of your current projects?
Well, I'm actually also teaching with Writers in the School.
Oh, okay.
Not as many classes as Janine, but teaching with them, working in the Writing Center here on campus. But my interests are really varied and whatnot. As far as how they dovetail with my writing, I have done kind of a great deal of traveling in the last 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. I lived all over the place. And
in the States mainly? Or
mostly in the States. I lived for a little while in Sicily a couple of years ago after finishing my master's program in Davis. And so a lot of either the transit itself or the people that I have encountered along the way or observed along the way sort of creeps into what I'm doing. And sort of that becomes its own kind of interest or its own kind of study, even though it's, you know, sort of vague just to say travel or the people you watch, people watching or whatnot, but it really is sort of an interest.
Okay. Speaking of location and travel, you are a first-year PhD student, mm-hmm. so is this your first year in Houston, or how long have you been here?
Yeah, I moved to Houston about 3 weeks before classes started in August, so I've, very new to
okay.
town. But
so yeah. Eventually maybe that creeping into your writing as well?
Yeah. It takes a little while for things to sort of gestate, I guess. But yeah, this is I'm certain that it will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about those types of themes and ideas that creep up in each of your writing.
Well, my as far as experiences being a landlord has been something that's been huge in my writing. And it was this interesting tension. I live on the property, and then the first tenants I had were strangers, but that we were all the same age, and this sense of, can we be friends or neighbors? And then there's this economic exchange that goes on, you know. So I found this sort of natural tension in that. What I really enjoy is finding those tensions in everyday life and trying to push those into poems somehow.
So that kind of unique relationship that you suddenly found yourself in, being a landlord with other people, being a landlord of people your same age.
And just doing it, period. I guess it was just a strange thing for me to, you know, and I needed money from them every single month, and it was, you know, and they would pay it, but it was just very uncomfortable for me at first to try to assert myself as the, you know, an authority figure in this situation.
So you've written some things kind of based on or inspired by things you've thought about since then. I want to go from there to talk a little bit about process. And I think sometimes there's maybe a mystique about how a poem gets made. And I think people don't necessarily think of research as something that goes into writing poetry, at least not in the way it goes into novels or nonfiction, of course. But observation, reading, laboring over each word or line, I mean, these are all part of the study and in research, so to say, that goes into poetry writing. I mean, would you agree? And talk about each of your processes of getting the poem made.
I would say I often don't feel comfortable approaching a subject, even if it's something that I'm just observing, watching people interact somewhere, et cetera, unless I feel like I'm really able to sort of throw myself into the observation and really sort of take apart the texture of of the clothing that someone's wearing, or the voice, et cetera. I don't know if I would qualify that necessarily as research, but I feel like the observation becomes a very sort of intense experience, to the extent that, you know, you never quite lose, or at least I never quite lose myself in the process, but I'm doing everything I can to become a part of the thing that I'm sort of exploring in that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that idea of becoming so engrossed in that observation. Because there is a way to sort of, especially with when traveling, you know, I would feel like, well, maybe I can write about this because I see this. But I found that poems I tried when I wasn't really fully invested in that image didn't really go anywhere. It's also a matter of revising constantly. You know, that's the sort of mystique I think that comes with it, is that there's that moment of inspiration. And there, I think there definitely is. But it's, you know, how many drafts these poems go through before they really end up finished is kind of remarkable.
It takes a certain amount of patience, right, the observation and turning the idea around, as well as the revising. Well, both of you, Janine Walker and Chuck Carlise, will be reading this Friday evening at Brazos Bookstore on the Gulf Coast Reading Series, and you've also brought some excerpts to share with us today. Let's start with you, Janine, if we could.
Okay.
What will you be reading for us?
A poem called "The Road Refines the Idea of What a Road Is."
Tell us when you wrote this one.
Actually, I wrote it after I took a trip to Cambodia, and I wrote it probably a year ago, and then I've been revising it the past few months, so... The road refines the idea of what a road is. The long, open bellies of fish, sliced or sliced open, cry out into a morning lit with pleasure and howls. 2 = 2 = 2 people more, tourists stacked in short rows of 4. Our bus issues passports for its own melting pot country. Neither the driver nor I is the president. Maybe you are. 35, nodding but nodding down, agreeing to nothing because guess what? You're asleep. Asleep, you rest worlds away from the world that we see here. This country through which we pass sports fields of luke green grass, homes on stilts thin as a circus trick. 2-legged dogs crouch as rabbits, bark like one thief ratting out another thief. It's a cold world out there, baby, but it's not. Winter summers here in Southeast Asia. We rattle towards the dusty horizon and expect that we'll reach it by late afternoon. Mr. President, how will you care for your eager and expectant people? A baby cries and shakes in the seat in front of us. 2 travelers compare shorthand notes. Noticing an old man crawling on the sand-riddled road, I grab your hand to wake you. You don't wake. In a second, the wheels of our country roll off their rims. The road refines its idea of what a road is. It roars, sinks, scabs, hobbles, darkens away, past slicing market vendors, past tilted street signs, homes that sit back like two-legged dogs. We might never make it out of our country. The door jams, the windows stick. Nobody has an elbow to break glass.
Poet and U of H creative writing PhD candidate Janine Walker reading her poem, The Road Refines the Idea of What a Road Is. Thank you very much for doing that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And speaking of roads, your poem, Chuck, has a reference to Greyhound bus.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's called After Buying Lunch for a Girl My Age Who I Met on a Greyhound Bus an Hour Ago. It's sort of part of a sequence from a period that I spent riding the Greyhound for about 3-4 months, mm-hmm. and sort of bouncing through towns looking for a new place to live. But I brought it partially because I'm very interested in the people that you are able to meet for a very brief time, mm-hmm. and still sort of get something meaningful out of the, mm-hmm. The experience.
So here's After Buying Lunch for a Girl My Age Who I Met on a Greyhound Bus an Hour Ago.
She slides a ticket from her back pocket and shrugs. I'm sure I'll be fine. $12 Canadian, a bus to Fort Collins, then hitching to Las Cruces. It's not that I've never done this before. There's always a place to stay. And I think of her last story, the ride from Flagstaff, valley grass high like small corn stalks when he'd stopped. The days passed visibly then, she'd said. You could watch the sun's whole arc from that place. I stayed with him for a month. She picks now at the red trim of her coat. So why'd you leave then? The latch of her bag opens, shuts. She looks down at her route, but her eyes are distant, like she can't make it out.
PhD student and poet Chuck Carlis reading one of his poems as well, here in the front row. Well, it's been such a pleasure kind of getting to know your writing a little bit here. Janine and Chuck, good luck to both of you, and thank you very much for coming in to talk with us.
Thanks for having us.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let me get back to the right page, and I will tell you that poets Janine Walker and Chuck Carlis, both PhD candidates enrolled in the University of Houston's Creative Writing Program, spoke with KUHF's Catherine Liu. You can hear a longer version of the conversation, perhaps some more poetry reading, by logging on to our website, kuhf.org, and selecting the front row from the drop-down menu of programs you'll find in the upper left-hand corner of the homepage. Ms. Walker and Mr. Carlis, along with fellow UH creative writing graduate student David Lombardi, will share some of their latest work on this month's reading presented by the literary journal Gulf Coast Magazine. Tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Brazos Bookstore, 2421 Bissonnette, between Kirby and Greenbrier. Admission is free.